My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Live from Scores on Canal Street, right down the street from TD Garden, it's Christian Arcand, it's Andy Hart, it's WEEI Afternoons. Nice to have you with us here today. Show today brought to you by Jameson, the official partner of the Boston Bruins, the Jameson Black Barrel, Jameson Orange Specialty Cocktails. Come on down here and ask for one right up at the bar. We're down on the first floor, and you can come say hi to us as well as we get you ready for the first home game of the season here for your Boston Bruins, the Montreal Canadiens. They're old rivals. Their new rivals now are Florida, and I don't even know if rivals is a great word for that, but what are you west siding for?
No, I was doing W. You're going to eat the dub tonight.
Oh.
Like Jameis Winston.
Oh, yeah. Right? That went over great when Jameis did that.
You're going to eat the dub.
That video of him doing that, eating the dub, if you look at his teammates, they're all staring at him. They all look so disappointed. They're like, this is our quarterback? Like, what is he doing?
Well, you know, you can't win them all.
No, you can't. You can't creative. Eat all the dubs either anyway. But, this is hopefully going to be the first dub of the year. If they lose to Montreal, I may officially start panicking, and I know it's early for that.
The panic button on night two?
But it's never too early to panic. Not in Boston Sports Talk Radio, I don't think. And also, this Bruins team I have high hopes for. I have high hopes and high expectations for this team this year. I loved what they did in the offseason, and I think that they're cup contenders. That's how I look at them. That's what I think their ceiling is.
What's their floor?
I think is missing the playoffs.
You think
their floor could be missing the playoffs, and I'm not the only one who thinks that. I was reading around all the experts at CBS and Yahoo and NHL.com, and there's, percentage of them, maybe like a quarter of them, that have the Bruins missing the playoffs this year.
Yeah, that would stun me, barring a significant injury or something, you know, changing the roster somehow. It would stun me if they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Now, it would also honestly stun me.
They're in a good division. I mean, listen, the division's tough, and they have teams ahead of them, or conceivably, that they're going to have to contend with in Florida, in Tampa, in Toronto. Even the Detroit and Buffalo are considered teams on the rebound this year. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see what that looks like. The only team I'm not worried about is the team you're playing tonight. I'm not worried about Montreal, not worried about Ottawa either. Well, I think those are two teams you can feel okay about. But the rest of them, I look at them and I think, yeah, this is a more competitive division this
especially
year.
Especially with the spot tonight, with Montreal getting a big win last night,
yeah.
Getting off to a hot start, a back-to-back. I'm going to guess they kind of had their hats handed to them by Jim Montgomery, or at least I hope so. Even some of his comments with the lineup changes, he was like, these are not directly related to performances in the opener because everybody was terrible in the opener, kind of like that insinuation, I can't bench everybody kind of thing.
But if I could.
But if I could, maybe I'd consider it after what went down on opening night. But this is a good spot for them. I'm not sure they're a Stanley Cup contender. Unless Swayman gets really hot, your guy, in the postseason, it's hard for me to envision. But, you know, you hear the comments out of Florida that, like, oh, they play us tougher than anybody. And, you know, that's the Stanley Cup champions, technically. That's not technically, literally. That's the Stanley Cup champions. That's the measuring stick right now in the NHL. So if you can find a way to get over that hump against them, maybe you are that kind of team. But I think tonight is a good spot for them. I got 4-1.
4-1 Bruins?
Yep, 4-1 Bruins.
All right. I dig that. It's a good score.
Maybe an empty netter late. Maybe it was 3-1, an empty netter makes 4-1.
A little insurance goal at the end there.
Yeah.
Ruin some guy's bet. Yeah, that's a good way of doing it. Jim Montgomery, who we just heard from there, lame duck right now. Doesn't have not signed beyond this season. I think going into a season with a guy in a situation like that's always a little bit risky.
Yep.
And I think that he's sort of not really – I don't know what he is. You know, he's got some things that I like about him and his personality, and I think that the teammates, guys on the team respect him, and that's all well and good. But I'm not quite sure what to make of him. The playoffs, I feel like he hasn't exactly filled me with a ton of confidence. I didn't like how he went back to the goalie rotation. I didn't like some of his answers last year when he was trying to explain why the offense was going away late in that Toronto series and throughout the Florida series. I like him and I want to like him and I want him to do well and have it be an easy decision for them to extend him and to keep him around here. But part of me also gets why they're hesitant, you know. Part of me also sees maybe what they're seeing, why they haven't already come out with a big extension for the guy yet. And I think this is a big proving season for him, and not just for him, but for someone like Don Sweeney, and maybe even Cam Neely. And those guys are probably bulletproof at this point. I don't know if anything's ever going to affect those two guys. But it does trickle down to someone like Jim Montgomery. And this season could be a referendum, even though it shouldn't be on him and everybody else in that whole front office.
Well, at some point, there has to be a head, right? Like some head has to roll, to use the term.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I think Neely is a made man. Sweeney probably too. I think those two probably
Sweeney
made men.
I think Sweeney is too, yeah.
So therefore, it's the coach that's going to be the fall guy at whatever point. There is some impatience with what they are, and he's a regular season coach. You have to like his regular seasons. Like, you can't.
No question.
Great first one, and then they overachieved in the regular season last year.
Regular season record with the Bruins is 1-12-33-20.
That's pretty good.
See, that's ridiculous. But then there's the underachievements right. of the postseason, and that's all that anyone really cares about.
And that's all anyone remembers.
Yes. No one's ever going to remember those. You actually set yourself up for failure with the
9-11 in the postseason.
And that is all people are going to remember. So you have, right there, you have a goalie who just got his big deal, who has a sub-500 postseason record, and you have a coach who's looking for his extension, who has a sub-500 record in the postseason. And then the difference being, the goalie has his contract.
Right.
The coach is looking for his, and I'm guessing you have to... I can't imagine you play it out, right? I'm guessing you can't go into the playoffs with him as a lame duck coach.
Like, and I just say, yeah, just win a series or two, and then we'll right. start talking. I mean, they got to be talking right now, I would think.
Well, yeah, Scott
they've been
said
talking
they've
this
been
whole
talking.
Time. Yeah.
And Scott was – Scott McLaughlin, WEEI.com, our Bruins beat guy, was more optimistic that, yeah, they'll talk for a little bit, they'll start the season, make sure, you know, the wheels don't fall off or something, and then give them the extension.
I mean, what if the wheels do fall off? Like, if they get off to a bad start here, they're already 0-1. If they get off to a bad – say they start the year like 1-6 or something. I'm not. I don't think they will, but just, you know, hypothetically here, if that were to happen, does he fire? I mean, do they can him? Like, is that on the table? It's kind of got to be, right?
If you're using this as some sort of a trial period and you fail the trial, don't there have to be ramifications?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, otherwise it's not a trial period, and then just give him the contract.
Right.
So if there's no ramifications.
He'd already have the contract if they weren't putting him up to some kind of test here. And I think that's, you know, you look at the season and you look at what they did last year and how they won a round in the playoffs and, you know, locking down Swayman and spending all this money. They spent $92 million, whatever it was, in the offseason, a franchise record. They're committed to this season. This season's important to them. This season is one that they all, I think, from top to bottom, have high hopes and high expectations for. You got to meet them now. And you know, there's I think you get enough of a grace period. Sure, maybe 1-7 is a little premature, but or 1-6 or whatever like that. But that's sort of what we're talking about. It's not just all, you know, vibes in the locker room anymore. I don't think that's going to be enough to save everybody this time around. I think that you need to show it. It needs to reflect in the standings and hopefully. And you know, you got to decide if you want to commit or not before the playoffs start. But that has to be part of it too.
And you can't accuse them of not spending money. I mean, right now, what do they have? $200,000 in cap space, or whatever the ridiculously low number is. And we were just talking about the Red Sox. You know, Red Sox trade Mookie Betts. Red Sox move on from Bogart. Like, they haven't really done that, right? You just gave your goalie a ton of money. You gave Pastrnak a ton of money. You gave McAvoy a ton of money. Like, you've kept the guys you wanted to keep, or at least some part of your core. And if that doesn't lead to something, changes come. Like, changes are part of sports.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.